The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Bava D'Reisha Patur Mutar, that in a situation where the Ani did both the Akira and the Hanocha, or in a situation where the Balabayas did both the Akira and the Hanocha, the halacha is that the other individual is Patur Mutar. Asked Tosfos, how can we say that the individual who was not involved in any way in this act is Potter Mutter, is completely Mutter, he hasn't done anything wrong? Don't we have a rule throughout Shas of Lifnei Iver, throughout the Torah of Lifnei Iver Leisita Mechshol? One is not allowed to cause another person to do an Aveira. And in this situation, where the Ani is helping the Balabayas do the carrying, or in a situation where the Balabayas is helping the Ani doing the carrying, why is this not a situation of Lifnei Iver? So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah teaches us that there's never an Isra of Lifnei Iver Lisite Michshol in a situation where the person could have done the Aveira without the person who helped him do the Aveira. And therefore, says Tosfos, that in here we are referring to a situation where the Ani or the Usher could have done what they've done without the other person participating, and therefore there is no issue of Lifnei Iver. But then Tosfos asks, even if we'll say that there is no issue of Lifnei Iver, but there's an Isser of Misayeya. There's a new Isser Derabbanan of Misayeya, that one may not help another person do an Aveira, even if the person could have done the Aveira without my help. There's still an Isser Derabbanan of Misayeya. Actually, the Mefarshim ask that why is Misayeya only an Isser Derabbanan? It should be considered a deraisa, because isn't there a halacha of teichiach es misecha, that one is obligated to stop somebody else from doing an aveira? So it should not just be, as Tosfos asks, an iser derabbanan. It should be an iser deraisa, that I have fulfilled my obligation of that I have to do everything I can to stop somebody else from doing an Aveira. So the Mishnah Berura in the Sharat Tzion in Simen, in Arachayin Simen Shin Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Ches, asks the question, and he answers that here we're referring to a situation where I can't stop the person from doing the Aveira. No matter what I'll do, no matter what I'll say, he's still going to do the Aveira. And in such situation, says the Mishnah Berura, we're not over the Isser, the Raisa, the Mitzvah Sasei, the Raisa of Chechich, Techich, Semisecha. I'm only obligated to give Haichacha in a situation where my Haichacha will accomplish something. Where my Haichacha will not accomplish anything, there is no Isser Haichacha. I saw other Achroinim explain that it could be referring to a situation where I already told him what you're doing is wrong. So I already offered the Teichacha, and yet the person is still violating what I'm saying, and therefore the Isser, there is no issue of the Raisa of Recheich Teichich HaSemisecha. But still, there certainly is an issue of Mesayeya. Why are we not concerned about that issue? So Tosfos says that the Mishnah here is referring to a situation where the object, that the Ani who's taking the object from the Balabayas' house is a Nochri, and the object belongs to the Nochri, and the halacha is that if the object belongs to the Nochri, he's allowed to carry it in and out all day, and I don't have to stop him because it belongs to him. So from Tosfos, before we go further, we learn a number of chidushim. One chidush is that the only reason Tosfos is saying that there is no problem here is because the Nochri is an Akum, is because the Ani is a Nochri, but that wouldn't be enough, it seems. If it would be my object, there would still be an Isser Mesayeya. The issue over here, however, is, as Tosfos explains, that the object belongs to the Nochri, and that Tosfos says lahalocha, if a Nochri has an object in my house, I, the Yisrael, Balabai's house, I'm allowed to allow him to take it in and out all day, and therefore there is no Isser Mesayeya. Were it not the Nochri's object, it seems that there would be an Isser Mesayeya, even though the person taking it is a Nochri, who may not take a Jew's object out of the Jew's house on Shabbos. The Rashba, the Rosh, have two problems with Tosfos' Pshat. One problem is to say that our Mishnah is referring to a Nochri and not to Yisrael seems to be a stretch. That's the Rashba's issue. The Rosh's issue is that even if this object belongs to the Nochri, and even if the Ani who's taking out the object is that Nochri who owns this object, there's still a concern of Maris Ayin. Somebody who sees this happening doesn't know that the person taking out the object is a Nochri who owns this object, and therefore there is no Isser being violated here, and therefore we should be concerned about Maris Ayin. And therefore they, as the Tosfos Yishonim right here on Blot in the Gemara points out, says that the way to understand the Gemara that says it's Potter or Mutter, our Gemara's focus is on Hilchos Shabbos. Of course, one may not help a Yisrael, or one may not help someone do an Aveira. But that's not the focus of our Gemara. The focus of our Gemara is Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Lifnei Iver is not the focus of our Gemara. Why doesn't Tosfos like this pshat? It's such a simple pshat. The answer is, because let's learn the Gemara further. The Gemara's question is that we're learning that here it's Potter and Mutter, and yet Shmuel told us there are only three times when the Mishnah says Potter and it means Potter and Mutter. If here it means Potter and Potter and Mutter, then this should be mentioned in Shmuel's list. Says Tosfos to the Tosfos Yishonim, if you agree that it's Usser, then the question of the Gemara, Potter and Mutter, is not a good question. Because Shmuel couldn't have put it into the list of Potter and Mutter. It isn't Mutter. It may not be Usser because of Hilchos Shabbos, but it's Usser because of Hilchos Lifnei Iver. It's Usser because of Hilchos Mesayeya. So, Tosfos says, the whole Shakl V'Tarya doesn't follow. And there are those that indeed say that that is the Shakl V'Tarya of the Gemara. That the Gemara's answer to the question is that it's Usser because it's Usser L'Dei Maisa, that it does involve a Maisa, but it's the Isser of Lifnei Iver. That's exactly what the Gemara's Teretz is. But we have to try to understand the Tosfos Yishonim. How could the Gemara call this Potter and Mutter according to Tosfos Yishonim, where maybe it's not also because of Hilchos Shabbos, it's also because of Hilchos Lifnei Iver. So there's a few ways of approaching this. The Avni Nezer in the Tshuva in Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Yud Tes Ayin Beis says that to be over Lifnei Iver on Hilchos Shabbos, it has to be that you did it, yeah, participated in the actual malacha. Here, the person hasn't participated in the actual malacha. He didn't do, the Baal Bayis didn't do not an Akira nor a Hanacha. He maybe participated in the general act here, but he didn't participate in the malacha of Hotzah, because he didn't do an Akir Vayinocha, and that's why maybe he wouldn't be over even Lifnei Iver. Because the way to understand it, perhaps, is as follows. Rav Kivega asks, on the teretz that the Rashba and the Rosh and the Tosfos Hashanim all give that we just quoted, that there is no Isser Shabbos here, but there is an Isser Lefnaiver. So Rabbi Akiva Eiga asks, how could it be called Potter or Mutter? The question that we said is, in fact, the question that bothers Tosfos. So Rabbi Akiva Eiga says a very big Chiddush. He says that the halacha is that if somebody is a mumah l'chal Shabbos, if somebody is mechal Shabbos beferesia, even if he's mechal Shabbos only in an issad rabbonon, the halacha is he's considered a mumah l'chal atayra kula, which in halacha there are very many nafkaminas between someone who's a mumah l'chal atayra kula in his and how we what we consider his status. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiga, this individual who was over lifnei iver would not be considered a mumah if he was over kaitzah, and even if he was over the malach of kaitzah only with isad rabbanan. For example, as we're learning, he only did an akira, only did a hanocha. The halacha would be that he's considered a mumah l'chal atayra kula. Here, on the other hand, he was over lifnei iver. Since he was only over lifnei iver, he's not considered a mumah l'chal atayra kula. Why? So the way to understand the machlokes between Tosfos and Tosfos Hashanim is by understanding how we look at the aveira lifnei iver. Because if we think about the aveira lifnei iver l'sita mishal, it's an aveira that's applicable to every lav in the Torah. Because by every lav in the Torah, theoretically, someone can help someone else be over that lav. And the question that comes up is when we think about the lav of lifnei iver, is it considered a separate lav, or is it considered a connection to every lav in the Torah? That means, if somebody causes someone else to be mechallel Shabbos, was he over a new lav called lifnei iver, or is it an extension of being mechallel Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva Eiga says, and Rabbi Akiva Eiga obviously is learning that the Tosfos Hashanim and the Rashba and the Rosh all consider lifnei iver independent lav. So even if somebody was over the aveira of lifnei iver, that doesn't mean he was mechal Shabbos, because lifnei iver of Shabbos has nothing to do with Shabbos per se. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds the lifnei iver of chilul Shabbos is considered a chilul Shabbos. And if I cause somebody to be over and be mechal Shabbos, even though I wasn't mechal Shabbos, I just did lifnei iver of chilul Shabbos, that makes me into a mechal Shabbos. It makes me into a mumer of l'chal atayra kula. And that's why Tosfos could not agree with the Tosfos Hashanim's teretz. There are other mefarshim that say that here it's much less of lifnei iver or mesayeya, because to be considered lifnei iver or mesayeya, it has to be that I did something. Here, when the Baal Bayis just let the Oni take the item out of his house and he just sat by passively, that isn't even a mesayeya. In other words, those achroinim amechadish, that in order to be considered lifnei iver or to be considered mesayeya, you have to have participated in some way in doing something actively. Doing something passively is not considered lifnei iver or mesayeya, and therefore that Tosfos question obviously falls away because the Baal Bayis were just being passive here, not active in any way. But as we learned Pshat in Tosfos, and it's clear that the Rosh learns this way as well, that the reason there is no problem according to Tosfos in our Mishnah is because we refer here to a situation where the object that the Oni Nochri is taking out from the Yisrael Baal Bayis' house belongs to the Nochri. Were the object not to belong to the Nochri, there would be an Issa Mesayeya, which seems to point to the direction that there is an Issa Mesayeya even by Nochrim. And it's interesting to point out, if we look in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nam Nun Aleph, in Drama on Sif Aleph, where the halacha is discussing one may not sell avodah zarah even to an akum, says Drama, Yesh oimrim, hada os limka lahem dvar mashaychem l'avodasa. The halacha that we may not sell avodah zarah to an akum, hanadafkim ein lahem acherim ki yotzibay. Only a situation where the akum has no other such avodah zarah. Oy shlo yuchlo luknas from makam acher, or they couldn't buy this avodah zarah elsewhere. Avul im yicholim luknas from makam acher, if the Akum could have bought this avodah zarah elsewhere, muta limka lahem kol davar. Then the halacha is you could sell them avodah zarah. Continues the Rama. That's the opinion of the Mordechai. But continues the Rama. V'yesh machmirim. V'no'agol lahalka kusvar rishayna. Says the Rama that those that are machmir even by an akum. And the Rama says v'no'agol lahalka kusvar rishayna. The halacha is that people could be maker like the first opinion. However, says the Rama, v'kobanach nefesh yachme la'atzmai. A person who wants to act appropriately should be machmir. So the Rama seems to be teaching us that there is a machloikis if there's an isser or masayaya by an akum. Because here we're not speaking of an isser lifnei iver, because as the Rama clearly points out, we're referring to a situation where the Akum can get hold of the Avodah Zarah without me, or he has the Avodah Zarah without the Yisrael. The first opinion, therefore, says there is no Issa Messiah by an Akum. There is no Issa Messiah. And the second opinion says there is an Issa Messiah. Says the Shach in Sif Vav, that even though it seems that the Rama is quoting two distinct opinions, that's not the way to learn the Rama. And he makes a distinction between an Akum and a Yisrael. That by a Yisrael, there's an Isser Messiah, and by an Akum, there is no Isser Messiah. That's how the Shach wants to explain the Rama. Ask the Achroinim, how could the and the Shach goes a step further, and not only says, is that the Halacha by an Akum, a Yisrael who's a Mumer, says the Shach, is also treated like a Yisrael that's a Mumer, is also treated like an Akum, and that a Yisrael that's a Mumer, says the Shach, the Halacha would be as well that there is no Issa Messiah. So the Dovlam Ravava asks the question on the Shach. A Yisrael, a Mumer, is a Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So how could I be lenient in being Messiah and helping a Yisrael Mumer do an Aveira? So the Dogon Ravavit answers, then when is the Shach Mekel Misayeya with Yisrael Mumer? Says the Dogon Ravavit, only when the Yisrael Mumer is doing the Aveira B'Shagig. So since he's doing the Aveira B'Shagig, we're more lenient in the Issa Misayeya. This explanation of the Dogon Ravavit is the same explanation, or very similar to the explanation that the Sfas Emes gives to answer Tosfos' question. That how could our Gemara say that the Baal Bayis is Pater Amum or Mutter, why is he not considered a Messiah? Says the Sfas Emes that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where the person did the Aveira B'Shagig. And since he did the Aveira B'Shagig, the Issa Messiah is much less of an issue when somebody did the Aveira B'Shagig. Very much in line with the same vort that Dogon Ravava says in explaining that Shach. But we still have a question. The Shach seems to be saying, Shach says clearly, that there is no Issa Messiah, and that everybody agrees to this, says the Shach, that there is no Issa Messiah by an Akum. But the way we learn Tosfos, and it's very clear, and all the Mefarshim learn Pshat and Tosfos this way, is that there's a difference that even by an Akum, if the Ani were a Nachri, there would still be an Issa Messiah if not for the fact that this item belongs to the Nachri? So isn't Taisus clearly teaching us that there's an Issum Asayeya even by a Nachri? So how do we understand the Shach? So the Chavis Yor explains that when we speak about the Issum Asayeya, there's a very important factor to take into consideration. And that is, if someone is helping someone else do the Aveira, is the help cause that the Aveira be committed immediately, or does the cause help, or does it help, or does that Messiah help that it'll only be over later on? Says the Chavis Yor, even the Shach, who takes a lenient approach regarding Messiah by an Akum, that's only when the Aveira won't be committed immediately. But in the case that we're speaking about here, the Aveira will be committed immediately. And since the Aveira will be committed immediately, the halacha is that the Shach and everybody will agree that there's an Issum Asayeya. And actually, this factor, when we speak about Asayeya, if the Aveira is taking place or immediately, or if the Aveira is going to be taking place only later, is a very big factor that many Poskim take into consideration when they speak about the Issum Masayaya. Actually, the Shail Sechuvas Ksav Sofer in Yoyredeya Simen Pei Gimel says that this is the entire factor to take into consideration when we speak about many issues, many Shailas that come up regarding the Issum Masayaya. And I'll mention some of the Shailas that I've seen and where this becomes a factor. One is a shaila that I saw that the Binyan Tzion in Simen Tezvov discusses. And that is, I give a job to a printing press. And this printing press is owned by a non-Jew, but he has Jewish workers who unfortunately are Mechalalei Shabbos. And the question is, may I give this job to the printing press that may end up printing this job on Shabbos, the Jews being Mechalalei Shabbos? So he says, very much along the lines of quoting the Chavis Yor and the Ksav Sofer, that when I give the job in the middle of the week, the job doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not considered, and certainly not Lifnei Iver, because there are other printing presses, so it's Trey Avrid and Nahara. And since this job doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, and I'm not giving the job on Shabbos, it wouldn't involve an Issum Masayeya. Another question that I saw that the Marsham was asked, somebody owns real estate. He owns a store, and he rents the store to a Jew who's unfortunately a Mechal Shabbos and will keep the business open on Shabbos. And the question that was asked to the Marsham, could he rent the store to such a Jew who will be Mechal Shabbos? So again, there is no issue of if Lifnei Iver, because if he won't rent this store from me, he could get another location from someone else. And, says the Marsham, that there is no issue of Messiah, again, because Messiah is only when he couldn't do the Aveira, when he's doing the Aveira immediately. I'm renting the store during the week to this person, and therefore there is no Isser Messiah. The question also comes up very often, the Paiskim discuss, regarding a couple who are not religious and won't follow Taras HaMishpacha. And there are a number of questions that come up. One question is, could someone be a shatchan? Could someone be a matchmaker to such a couple? Because he's causing such a couple to get married and they won't follow the important halachas of Taras HaMishpacha. The Paiskim are lenient, because when I'm making the match, they aren't obligated yet in Taras HaMishpacha. Similar question that the Sri Dei Eish discusses in Chelik Beis. And the Sri Dei Eish is found in Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Zayin. Could a Rav be a Masadik Kedushin by a couple who are not careful with Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha? So it seems that the halacha would be according to him as follows. If the Kala, as she's standing under the chuppah, did not go to the mikvah, So if you're being Masada Kedushin at this wedding, where they're already violating Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, because the halacha is a kalah, of course, is supposed to go to the mikveh before the wedding, then you shouldn't be in Masada Kedushin at such a wedding. If, however, there is a concern that later on this couple will not, unfortunately, follow Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, then perhaps we could be more lenient. Because, again, we have the Ksav Sofer who teaches us that the issue of Mesayeya is only Bishas Aveira. Here, the Aveira is not currently taking place. If we look in the Tshuvas of Ramosha, Nigris Moshe, we find that Ramosha has a number of Shilas regarding this issue of Mesayeya. One Shilah is in Yerudei, actually two Shilas, in Yerudei Chelik Aleph Simon Ayin Beis. He speaks there to a person who owns a catering hall. A person owns a catering hall, and it's a kosher catering hall, but many clients who rent this hall don't act appropriately in the hall according to the halacha during the different parties that take place. And the question that's asked Rav Moshe is, could somebody rent his hall to such an individual to make a party there, even though they're going to act perhaps inappropriately during that party? He says, so Rav Moshe takes a lenient approach. He says, since, again, we don't have a situation of Lifnei Iver, the Lifnei Iver, because they won't rent this hall, they could rent another hall. And Rav Moshe says that since the main purpose of renting the hall was to make the party, to make the wedding, the main purpose on the was not to do the Aveira. That's not the main purpose of renting this room. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, it wouldn't be awesome. Rav Moshe, however, in that very same tshuva, says that, let's say somebody owns a store where he sells garments, and he has garments that have in them a shaila of shatness, where there's a real chance that these garments have shatness. And even if he'll tell the customers, you should make sure that you check this garment for shatness, if he knows that the customers are people who are not going to follow his directive and not check the garment for shatness, even if they could buy garments in a different store, so we don't have an issue of Lifnei Iver, still, he says, that's considered a Mesayeya, and you should not sell the garments. Only in a situation, says Rav Moshe, where it's a Chshosha Ba'alma, there's only a slight chance that these garments are shatness, could we be Mekel. But then we find even a more stringent approach Rav Moshe takes. In Igros Moshe, Chelek Gimel Eir Chaim, Simen Mem Gimel. He speaks there to a person who is on vacation with a group with other people, and they need to rent a room where they could daven on Shabbos. So they found such a room that's owned by a non-religious Jew who will allow them to go daven on Shabbos, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. But Rav Moshe says that people know that this non-Jewish landlord, this Jewish non-religious landlord, as soon as the people leave the room after davening, will come and close the lights on Shabbos. So, says Rav Moshe, that's clearly a situation of Mesayeya. And again, we're not referring, even if Lifnei Iver, maybe they could find another place with a daven. But it's a case of Mesayeya, says Rav Moshe, because if the room weren't rented, the lights wouldn't be on, that they should be shut on Shabbos. Setting lights on Shabbos obviously is Aser. It says Rav Moshe, a very bechumra, Rav Moshe says that one is not, this group should not rent this room. And even if it means, says Rav Moshe, that by not renting this room, they're not going to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur, he says it doesn't make a difference. He should not rent the room to that. They should not rent this room. If they will cause that a Jew should shut the lights in Shabbos, that's considered a Mesayeya. On the other hand, the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, here on our Gemara, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, brings a number of interesting situations. And he speaks about one situation where somebody works for a non-religious employer, and there's a concern that if I fill out the forms on Erev Shabbos, this person is an import-export business, and if I fill out the necessary documentation on Erev Shabbos, he will then go pick up the merchandise that's coming in on Shabbos. So am I considered a Mesayeya if I fill out the forms on Erev Shabbos? Certainly, again, it's not a situation of Lifnei Iver, because if I won't fill it out, he'll get somebody else to fill it out. And furthermore, we have here the Het of the Ksav Sofer, because when I'm filling out the forms, the Aveira is not being conducted. Furthermore, he may choose not to fill out, not to go, my non-religious employer may choose not to go pick up the merchandise on Shabbos, and therefore, says the Chashukei Chemed, the religious Jew may fill out the form on Erev Shabbos, and it's not considered Mesayeya.